Welcome back to the Interesting Podcast. Sahil is not here today again, but I mean, it's okay since that's why we had two people. But today, the world's next Casey Neistat is joining me today. He is one of a kind. Currently, he has 195.7 thousand followers on TikTok and 1.34 thousand subscribers on YouTube. I go to school with him. We're good friends. He built the Mandalorian helmet and Elon Musk's flamethrower. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my boy, Bradley.
Dang, yes, Jaden. That was a good intro. I might have to just pay you to do that every time I go to like Applebee's or whatever.
Yeah, bro, I can just, that's just your intro for whatever.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you. Did you write that?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're athletic in the lexicon world.
All right.
What do we do? I'm excited.
We just talk pretty much. I mean, so basically, if you guys don't know, Brad is a good friend of mine. We've been going to school with each other for a while. We both, well, if you haven't seen my vlogs, you can, well, Bradley's in them or quite a few of them. And he also vlogs on TikTok and YouTube. So, Brad, how did you start off with 195.7 thousand followers on TikTok? Like, what happened there?
It's actually pretty funny. I went to Florida like back in like May, mm-hmm. I think, and I was like deleting a bunch of apps from my app store in the airport, and then I saw TikTok, and I was like, oh, that would be funny if I like went on that app, because I had only downloaded it to watch Hunters, who's running for mayor in our town.
Yeah.
He had made a TikTok, and I like wanted to go watch it and download it. And so I had done that just to post it on Instagram once. And so then in the airport, I saw this like old lady who had this like mask on, and she's breathing fire, and it had like 10 million likes or something. And I was like, oh, I can do that. And so then I downloaded it, like, re-updated or whatever in the airport. And then when I landed, I just kept making videos. And I made like 30 while I was in Florida. And they each got 1,000 views. And I was like, whoa, 1,000 people watched my video. And then I got home and I told my friends. I was like, dude, guys, I'm gonna be famous on this app. I keep getting 1,000 views. And so it must be. And they were like, no, that's not going to happen. And Blaine, I remember we were at McDonald's and he was like, buddy, that doesn't sound like it's very possible at all. And then I went to scout camp. Oh, this is where the story gets really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I went to scout camp and I shot a video with Scott, and it was where the camera pans across a lake with Minecraft music, and then it pans to him hitting the tree, and then he just smiles, and that was it. And we were like, this is funny. And it uploaded while I was at scout camp. And then that night, I got into like this knife fight, and I got kicked out of scout camp. And I got sent home. And when I got home that night, I checked it, and it had like 100,000 views. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And then I woke up in the morning and it had 200,000 views. And I was like, whoa. And then it got it to like 300,000 views. And that was when I tasted blood. And I was like, I must.
Yeah.
Must keep creating.
Yeah. And I want, like, you should make a, like, a whole entire, like, series of, like, what you've done. Because I remember you started off with Jeffrey, and then the Mandalorian mm-hmm. helmet, and then just some random things from there. But if you guys didn't know, Brad, he has his own merchandise.
If you dude, I'm sitting on it right now.
You want to plug yourself, Brad?
My Jeffrey merch is available at bonfire.com/Jeffrey merch. It's pretty comfortable, I'd say. I'm going to try, over this long break, I'm going to try and make some new stuff. Maybe I'll make Stranger Things bike merch, Mandalorian helmet merch, all those good things that I've done.
Nice.
Mix there in with the Jeffrey, because I feel like we could make some spicy shirts.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah. How did Jeffrey start? Because Jeffrey, if you guys don't know, Jeffrey is a cactus.
Was a cactus. May his soul rest in peace. So Jeffrey started. Do you want the sad version or do you want?
Let's get down and dirty.
Okay. So the summer began after the school year. And after the school year ended, I had just got out of a relationship. And I was really sad about it, to be honest. I was really bummed out. It was so long ago, so I think I can talk about it. But I was, really sad. And I was, isolating myself. And I don't know. I just wasn't really happy. And so I was like, I need something. And so I went to Walmart and I bought a cactus. Because I was like, boom, there we go. I'll raise this cactus. And I was like, what's a good name for it? And I had this joke. It was so unhealthy. I had this joke in that relationship about Jeffrey and how that was like. And I was like, all right, perfect. I'll name it Jeffrey. And then I watered Jeffrey and I was like, this is dope. But then I was like, what do people know about me? And it was my glasses at the time. And so I was like, I'll make the cactus glasses. And so I posted that video and I remember posting it and seeing it grow to 10,000 views in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I would just refresh and it was like, boom, 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 boom. And I got up to a couple hundred, I think, because then the next day, the Instagram page Be Viral Licensing reached out to me and they were like, hey, can we buy this? And I was like, okay, sure. And so I licensed that Jeffrey video and then a few others in the future that would later come. But yeah, that was where Jeffrey was born.
That's crazy. Yeah, a bunch of people like worship Jeffrey.
Yeah, dude. There's fan accounts for him that I don't own. And people send me their jeans and on the butt pocket, they'll be they painted my cactus. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. Would you say Jeffrey was your rise to stardom, or would it be some other thing that you did?
No, I think Jeffrey was where it all started. Cause I feel like if anybody wants to do anything, they need a niche, you know? Yeah. And, when I had Jeffrey, I was I was the Jeffrey guy. I have a bunch of people who actually started following me only because of Jeffrey, and they're big creators. And they would reach out to me and they'd be like, dude, I love you and Jeffrey. And I was, this is what's getting me known. And ever since Jeffrey tragically passed away, for those of you who didn't know, I haven't had a niche. And so I feel like that's actually why my growth has kind of slowed down.
Yeah. You could find a new one.
I've been thinking about that. But maybe this time it'll be a fake cactus so that I can't kill it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I suck at that.
Yeah. A bunch of my neighbors think you're like a celebrity, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, bro. I'll go on Omegle and if people know me, I've had so many people cry and it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you crying? I'm just Bradley. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my neighbors, he got, his family got a Tesla, and then they were just like, Jaden, do you want to, sit in the Tesla and watch some YouTube with us? And I'm just like, yeah, sure, that's really cool. And then I look, and then all, it says, subscribed or, subscriptions, and it says Bradley David. And I'm just oh, are we going to watch Bradley in the Tesla? And then they're just like, yeah, we watch yours and Brad's vlogs all the time. And we're just like, and I'm just like, oh, that's crazy.
Dang. But did they know that you were friends with me? Because I remember that one time I dropped you off and they were excited to see me.
Yeah, they didn't know I was friends with you until I say until like the Jeffrey era, because that's when he like blew up, and then I think they found you before they found you through me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they probably found you on like the For You page, and then they probably saw me, and then they probably saw me with you, and
They
then
were like,
they're,
"What the heck? That's Jaden."
yeah, and like every time that you like would come and like come to my house and just like say hi or whatever, like I'll always tell my neighbors, I'm just like, Brad's coming, and they'll be like, oh yeah, oh yeah. So they all just like wait outside in that like green area by my house,
That makes
and
sense now because they're always just standing there.
yeah, and they're just like, oh Brad,
Dang, that's so funny. I've
yeah,
had
dude.
many friends who are like, they're like, Brad, explain to me why my friend just freaked out that I showed them a picture of you and me together at like seminary or something.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious because people, I don't know,
Yeah.
I feel like everybody idolizes people on TikTok to be like not real people. I know I do that with some of the
Yeah.
creators. I'm just like, you're not a real person. And then when I find out that they are, then I'm like, oh gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching like a video this morning of this guy like at a planetarium or something, like a space museum, and he was recording, and then the guy was just like, hey, sir, you can't record. And then he was just like, no, I'm not recording. This is a PlayStation. And he's just
Yeah.
like, I don't know what that is. And he's just like,
I don't
oh,
play
it's a
games.
gaming. Yeah,
Yeah, dude,
you saw
that's
it.
Baylen Levine, bro.
Yeah. I didn't know his name, but then I followed him.
Yeah, dude, Baylen is
I just thought
hilarious.
I just thought it was so funny, because then the security guy was like recording him secretly with his phone, and then he just went around doing the same thing.
He's like, oh, Baylen is like, he, do you know the story of Baylen?
No, I
So
don't.
Baylen, he went to high school and I think he got to like his junior year, and he was like so annoying, I guess. Like, he's hilarious for YouTube, but I don't think I could go to school with that kid. But basically he like did too many pranks and he got expelled. Like, they said,
Dang.
don't come to school anymore. And so he dropped out and now he just does YouTube. And I think he's doing pretty good because
Yeah.
he's a funny kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
That could have been us, Jaden, in DC,
Yeah.
but we didn't know we were doing back
Yeah.
then.
Yeah, that could have been us in Chicago, but
Oh,
oh wait.
dang, dude, we were still gonna go, and just like happen to see each other. Lighthall and I, we were like, well, let's just do that. And then
Yeah.
we asked Mancina. We were like, hey, hypothetically, like, what if like we happen to see each other? And she's like, Robert, I'd have to fire you. And so we're, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, bro, I was so cheesed, because I like Chicago was like I was planning for that, you know,
Yeah.
like I was just like, I gotta get ready, and then I'm gonna just like it's just like a full week of just like creating and having fun
That's
and stuff,
exactly me,
and then
yeah.
yeah, and then next thing you know, email goes out, hey, all school functions are canceled, and school isn't in session until like
Yeah.
April. And I'm just like, hold up.
So pissed because, like, dude, last night I had a dream that we got to like perform part of Seven Brides again because, like,
Yeah.
we didn't get to do our show, and I just feel like it sucks, dude. This is my senior year. I might just get held back so
Yeah.
I can have a second one with you.
Yeah, bro, all of your shows are being just like canceled. Like you got improv canceled, your Seven Brides, and then also One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You had to change that one.
Yeah, and I'm in a secondary show, Mary Poppins, and that
Oh
one has
yeah.
been canceled and, well, postponed or whatever. And then I also direct the middle school show, Robin Hood, and that one is postponed.
Yeah.
So many
Yeah.
shows, Jaden. So many shows.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, my sister, she was just like, Brad's in the musical with me. And I'm just like, you don't even go to Charter. What are you talking about? And she's like, no, Mary
Yeah.
Poppins.
She came up to me like the first day of rehearsal and she's like, Brad? And I was like, who are you? And she's like, I'm Jaden's sister. I'm like, Jaden who? Because I was like, what? Do you not know? Oh, wait, Jaden Mosier? What? I had completely forgotten that you even had a sister because I've only seen her like four times and one of them was when you got picked up or something. And I was like, hello, dogs. Oh, hello, Jaden's sister.
Yeah, she's not very like my friend friendly, because like she's like friendly with other people, but then whenever I have friends over, she just like hides in
That's
her
fair.
room.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, yeah. So like no one people kind of forget that I have a sister.
We're a partner in one of the dances, so maybe I'll get to know her a little better. We spin around each
Yeah.
other, so it's pretty
Oh.
crazy stuff. I could walk around her twice and then I leave. Which is
Yeah,
there's
that's
insane
crazy.
dancing. Just kidding, there's
Yeah.
not.
How have you been occupying like your time with the coronavirus?
Oh gosh, so unhealthily. I well, as soon as like the virus like started, like as soon as we were like not allowed to go outside, I was like, boom, I'm gonna remodel my room. And so I broke down a wall and took down shelves and everything, and mounted my TV and that. And now I'm very much enjoying that because I've just been playing video games like all night. I woke up today at like 2, and yesterday I went to bed at 5. Like I have the wackiest sleep schedule. So that's all I've been doing is just. But I went to
Yeah.
Costco yesterday.
That's
That was
good.
weird. Everything's gone. Like the whole back wall of Costco
Yeah,
is
yeah.
empty. And I've been to the dollar store four
Yeah.
times.
Is the dollar store
All the
cleaned
toilet
out?
paper is gone and all the hand sanitizer, but they still had
Damn.
some like medicine, so I stocked up on that. It's
Nice.
crazy, dude. Like, what are we supposed to
Yeah.
do?
Yeah, like I went to Red Feather with like
I
Casey
saw
and a
that,
bunch of
yeah.
other people, and then like we went to Walmart, and like it's not like I don't know how to describe it, but like all the things that you needed were gone, because like we were all just like, what do we need? And then like there was a bunch of things there because like some things aren't
Yeah.
like necessities, you know? So like I was just like, all right, well, we need water. There was like no water. There was only like big, what do you call it? Like big amounts of
Yeah,
water
like the
that like was
gallon
just too
ones,
like
yeah.
overkill. Yeah, and we were just like, okay, we don't need that much. And then, bro, everyone has been eating marshmallows, dude. Like, we couldn't find any marshmallows to
Dang,
like
bro.
cook. And yeah, I was cheesed, bro.
I went to the Greeley King Supers, and I took the last two boxes of taquitos. They were
Oh,
gone.
nice.
I tried finding pizza rolls. No pizza rolls, man. But two boxes of flour taquitos, and I enjoyed them very much.
Maybe you could hit up
Dude,
Esther's
actually, I've
market.
been clearing them out. I've been there twice, and I keep getting their yerba mate. It's weird, like energy drink. It kind of tastes like butt, but it looks fancy, so I keep drinking it.
Yeah, this is crazy
I
stuff.
feel like I feel like. Have you seen those things on Instagram that are like, our dystopian teenage movie dreams are coming true, you know, and
Oh
it's like a fifth wave and like Hunger Games, and it's like, oh
no.
dang it, like you're right.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just feel like right before we all became adults, they're like, hey, by the way, world is over. Like,
Yeah.
who hit New World Survival? Who did it? Who
Yeah,
did it?
bro. Yeah, bro. But bro, I've been laughing at like all the memes going out, you know, because like there's so many good
There's
memes
tons of good
going on.
memes, and like some of them you're like, I wish this wasn't a meme, but I mean it is, so here I am laughing.
Yeah, like I made one meme on TikTok. It blew up in in my perspective, since like I have a really
Yeah.
small demographic, and then like a bunch of people liked it, and then it was just like me saying, so like the guy was just like, yo, coronavirus is coming, everyone hide and like stuff, and then it showed me, and I was just like, me and the homies chilling because we can't get corona until we're 21.
Oh,
And then we were like dancing and stuff.
that's funny.
But then you find out that just like everything got canceled. Everything fun is
No,
canceled.
yeah, it's like I've never wanted to go to school, but like, let me back.
Yeah,
Like, let me
please.
just be back so I can complain there. Like, I'm sick of complaining at home.
Yeah, and then like I can't clean every single day or like just sit at home and not do anything.
Yeah, dude. It's...
Like I need to go outside and live.
And the snow, dude, like all the meteorologists were like, hey, if it gets warm, the coronavirus will die. And then Colorado was like, oh, okay, it's time to snow.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
And now we're actually stuck inside. Like, if it keeps snowing, like, we're going to be trapped inside.
Yeah, honestly. I don't even, like, this seems like such a good, like, book to write.
Oh, yeah, dude. Know? Like, the stories we're telling, going to tell. Epic.
Yeah.
If we have kids, yeah, that would be epic. But
yeah, and like I wanted to vlog today, and then I was just like, I was gonna make a vlog on how to survive the coronavirus, but then I just got so bored.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't like go anywhere.
That's exactly. I was gonna make a video today. I had my camera out. I was getting like good shots.
Yeah, same.
I always like just getting shots of everything, and then I don't use them for anything because I don't have a story, and I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
That was a cool shot of the chess pieces, but that's it.
Yeah. And then I tried to solve a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, I saw that.
Today.
Did you get it? Dang.
No.
I actually picked mine up like, yesterday and thought, this would be a good time to solve it. And then I put it back down because I was like, I don't have the attention span.
Yeah, like I was watching a video to it, and the guy was, I couldn't keep up with the guy. And then I would forget my steps, and then I would just completely, like, destroy, like, my whole entire sequence. And I was just like,
Yeah, dude, I don't understand. Like the most annoying people at school know how to do them, and that bothers me, like, times 10 million. Because it's like, you're already annoying, and now you can do something that I can't do? Like screw you, Cannon! Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Cannon.
I mean, does Cannon listen to this podcast? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Who can?
I mean, like, and Xander, bro. Xander busts out his cube.
Zenny
with
the cube, dude. He texted me this morning, and I didn't know which number was his, and I was like, who is this? And he's like, Xander. I was like, oh, hi, Xander.
I was really tempted to like text on Wednesday. I was just like,
oh dang, you shoot him.
Because I was just like, jazz choir homies, we can do
yeah,
a
dude,
Skype call.
Me FaceTiming my choir. I feel like that'd be funny, like, dude. Like we gotta do like Discord choir. Because you can have 50 people in the Discord chat now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Dude, we could run class.
Yeah, but then like all of a sudden, like Mr. Lyholt or just someone will start lagging out, and all you hear is like random notes being played.
Sopranos, dude.
Yeah. and then all you hear is damn it, tenors, and then you're just like the tenors have
left the chat,
yet.
Bro.
Let's go.
Yeah, whatever, guys. tenors, go practice in the hallway. you just hear doors open. Okay.
And then we're just like, okay, Brad, are you in your hallway?
Brayden, you in your hallway? Yeah.
Yep.
Where's Caleb? Oh, he didn't show up today. Okay, mark him absent. Yeah, dude, we could run Discord school.
Yeah, and then we can be like, Brad, can you use your
piano
app on your
phone?
Yeah.
Brayden, let me try. Yeah, dude. And then we'd get Blaine to come into a hallway, see him enter the chat. Hey guys, it's time to come back in.
And then we all just leave the chat, go to
dude,
another
could.
One.
Wow, look at us.
Bro, that'd be so funny. Bro, that
no, it
sounds
does.
Like a comedy
it's sad
sitcom.
Because like it's becoming reality, so that could totally be like a real situation.
Yeah.
I've never seen Black
Mirror. Black
Mirror.
Oh, dude. Bro, okay, so I found out about this new, there was this new
Netflix
thing,
party, yeah. I tried
Netflix
doing that yesterday.
Party.
It didn't work.
Yeah. Bro, oh, really, bro? I've been using it so much. Like, me and my friends have been binge-watching comedies and Black Mirror. That's all we've been watching.
Sell me on it, because I want to know if I should watch it.
Okay. Let me just get into my seller's voice.
Oh, dang, is this a seller?
Just all right, keep going. Just imagine...
No, this is bad.
Is this Brad Schmidt?
Okay, keep going.
Well, okay. Well, Black Mirror, it's like it's a show, but like all the episodes, like it's not like a show where you have to watch all in like a row or in like order, because each episode is its own thing. So it's basically each episode can just be like its own movie, but they just put it in like a series, you know. And it's just about an hour long, so it's basically a movie. But like the whole idea of Black Mirror is like talking about how useful technology can be, but also like the side effects of it. Yeah. So like there's this one episode that I watched where there's like an episode on like hacking and like webcam, you know, on how that can go wrong. And then there's like one about like solar energy, I think. But there's my favorite episode is called Black Museum, and there's a lot of like really known, like well-known actors in it, you know, the girl from Black Panther, like Shioti, or like she's in Black Museum. And then and then, like, I think, like, the technology part of it, like, there's, like, three parts in Black Museum. And then, like, there's one part where this guy, he gets an implant. He's a doctor. He gets an implant to, like, feel what his patients are feeling, dope, so he can diagnose them easier. Yeah, but then he, like, gets addicted to, like, because, like, he has, like, a heart attack. Well, one of his patients has a heart attack and dies, but he... like somehow, since he's not like actually having a heart attack, so he somewhat dies and comes back to life, but then he like becomes addicted to like all of the feeling that his patients get, so he becomes like a serial killer and starts like killing people to like feel like their pain.
That's cool. Crazy, dude.
Yeah, but it's like a thriller, but like I don't even know how to describe it, because like some people think it's scary, some people don't. I like to watch it because it just keeps you on your toes and makes you think. Like, it's a really good, like late night, like, show to watch with your friends. Because, like,
yeah, that's documentary, you know? And I was very much thrown through a loop there. That sounds dope.
And then there's, like, this, and then there's just another episode where this guy has to be, he joins a video game testing program where they have to test video games, but it's like VR, you know. And then the company is all like, yo, so you can join our team if you can be a part of this this new game that we're doing, and it's like a horror game, you know. And then so the guy's all like, yeah, sure, let's go. And then this is the crazy part. There's always like a big plot twist in it, which like always makes it cool. But the guy's warned. He's all like, okay, dude, make sure you turn off your phone all the way. Make sure no one can call you because it can interfere with the system. And then so the guy gets hooked up to the VR thing, and then his mom calls like out of nowhere. And then the girl gets like really pissed off at him. And then he's just like, okay, whatever, just put me in the game. So he gets put in the game, and the girl is all like, all right, so this is a VR game. Nothing can hurt you or touch you, but just make sure to, like, be alert. And if you want to get pulled out of the game, just say, like, a safe word, and the safe word is, like, stop or whatever. And then, so he has to, like, last in the game for as long as he can. And this is, like, when things get, like, really trippy, because he sees, like a childhood bully like pop up in like VR, but it's like very like realistic, you know. But then he's all like, oh, I'm not afraid, because he can just like walk through it since it's like a hologram. And then this is like when everything like starts like completely like turn, because then this one girl comes in like a character, and then she's all like, "Yo, I'm here to save you. The whole company is like a hoax, and they're trying to kill you and like brainwash you." And then he's all like, "Oh shoot, we have to go then." And then you find out like the girl like stabs him, but like this is like when it like goes crazy, because he feels the VR, like the stab, but like in like real life it's actually not there, because that's just how like
Yeah.
high tech the VR is. So like he completely goes insane and stuff, and then like yeah, it just like ends up from there, and then he basically goes crazy, and then he gets pulled out of the game, and then you find out he was only in the game for
Dang.
0.04 seconds. Yeah, so like in his mind he was in the game for like 2 hours, but like in like everyone else's mind he was only there for
That's
like
how.
less
That's
than a
like the
second.
reverse of how, like, I played Super Hot. Have you ever heard of Super Hot? Yeah, I played that
Yeah.
nonstop, and I beat the game at Brayden's house, and he let me just play for like 3.5 hours without telling me how long I'd been in, and he just sat on his bed and watched me play, and I thought I was in for like 15 minutes, and I was in there for three plus hours. It was. Yeah, I like VR.
It's crazy.
I think that's gonna be the future, unfortunately. You know, like we were all like thinking that it would happen where we all just stay inside our houses and like communicate that way. And I don't think anybody expected it to be because like we can't leave. But I feel like with the virus and stuff, like that's what's gonna happen. Stuck in our houses doing that.
So you
Yeah,
like Ready
dude, I've
Player
never
One?
seen the movie, but I think I need to watch it now.
It's a pretty good movie. I haven't read the book, but I saw the movie. But Xander is always saying that the
Well,
book is better.
of course. It's Xander. Dude, I just propped a can. I'm sitting
Oh.
in my closet, yeah, while we record
Closet.
this. I've been folding laundry.
But like sometime we'll like hook up Netflix parties and then
Okay,
you can like watch
do you
Black
just have to
Mirror.
send me the link?
Yeah, I'll just
Sounds
send you a
epic.
link.
Can you like talk in voice chat or is it just typing?
It's just typing, but if you like it's like if you like become a patron,
Nice.
then you can actually use your voice. But like I think the only like side effect would be that like there would be like an echo if
Yeah,
you
so you'd
like
have to have
listen to it
headphones
like
on.
without headphones, you know?
But if you could record that, dude, you could have like a bunch of people like doing like commentary on videos. That'd be funny.
And then me and my friends have been trying to figure out like random apps or like extensions where you can actually like
Yeah.
talk with people and like while watching. And like we found like Rave. It's an app called Rave, but we haven't like gotten it to
Yeah.
work yet.
I've been learning
That's what
about
I'm gonna be trying.
a bunch of like webcam things for when online school starts so that I can have like an epic setup. I was looking at stuff yesterday and installing a bunch of stuff, so I gotta figure out how that works. But I'm scared for that. That's gonna be, well, and AIM's already canceled
Yeah,
our
that's gonna
graduation,
be
so
weird.
that sucks for all the seniors. It's a change in time, Jaden.
The times they are changing. It's crazy. We are a part of
I know, you never
a
know you're a part of
big
history till
part
you
of
realize it's
history.
happened. And then it's over, and then you're like, oh,
It's
oops,
crazy.
I missed it.
Bradley, we'll have to like hit up and like
Dude,
set up
yes,
our gaming
I had my gaming
setups
set up. I
again.
don't know if you saw it last night. I went live for like, oh, like 7 hours, and I played Destiny. And I had the gaming setup the entire time. I made a new one, new gaming setup. I got a new mirror. It's not broken. Yeah. And I like have like
That's nice.
two tripods and then my mounted TV and then a light. Yeah. It's pretty professional now. Any of your viewers can go watch me on TikTok live. I'm thinking about getting into like actual like I sit in front of something and do videos. Like I'm thinking about trying that kind of stuff out. Yeah, or like you ever watch like Cody Carroll or anything? Of?
No.
Yeah, or like H3, like, you know H3?
Philip DeFranco.
Oh gosh, bro. You know iDubbbz?
No.
Yeah, there you go, there you go. Considering becoming a bit iDubbbz-esque. Because we're like locked inside so often, I would like to be making content and if people got behind it. But I feel like everybody all of my followers hate it when I play video games and stuff, because they're like, we're not here for this. We're here for builds. Mm. I'm like, I can't build right now. It's 1 a.m. Yeah. I don't want to. But I feel like I would lose a lot of my following if I did that. So maybe I'll do it in tandem. Maybe I'll do it so much with other things that people don't even realize. By the time that it's happened, they realize it that I'm already gone.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do ASMR and
they make food and then people watch it. I don't know, but I just met someone who has 300,000 followers on TikTok who does that stuff. And she was weird, bro.
Like, yeah, bro.
This
like,
one
it's,
was.
Bro, it's always Asian people. Where she,
I think she's
it.
Canadian. No. She's from a. She's from like Spain, like a part of Spain. Yeah, and it was.
Yeah.
Mukbang.
Mukbangs.
Yeah, where they're like.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
I don't either. Yeah, they gross
bro,
me
I don't,
out.
I don't
they're
understand
so
why
long.
People watch those.
Well, yeah.
They keep popping up on my Instagram feed. Mm-hmm. For some reason, like on like the meme pages, and like it's always the same girl. So like, there's this girl, you know the fish from Finding Nemo with the light bulb. Yeah, she's eating one of those, and it's still alive. Yeah, and like she puts like sauce on it, and then once she puts it in water, you just
and
see
she
it like
eats it live?
And like flop around. Yeah,
what the
it's
heck?
Crazy, dude. Yeah, and people apparently like make bank from like ASMR.
Jaden, what are we
like,
doing vlogging?
Food.
Let's get on that mukbang grind.
Yeah, bro.
Cheeseburgers. Have I told you I've almost made it a full year, 2 a day every day since May.
Dang.
And I have guess how much weight I've gained.
Yeah, that's great.
0 pounds, Jaden.
What? Zero.
I don't know where
that's
it's
right,
going. Friendly.
That's right. It's
yeah,
just going
dude.
Into,
like
your,
I'm
going to
die,
injection.
And then I'll be like hella fat, and I'll be like, oh no. I didn't know I was auto saving.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get famous off cheeseburger mukbang every day.
That.
It's the same video. Cheeseburger.
Yeah, just
number 9 on trending.
I'm number
dude.
9. Yeah, bro. Yeah, like I go there like often.
Cat's
well.
Mom?
And like you know, the Russian girl. Yeah. She's always there. She's just,
oh,
like,
you're from Winter Truck Academy,
like, oh,
yes.
You
you're on
like,
you're on lunch
like,
break today. Yeah. Oh, I put extra fries in your bag. Please enjoy.
Yeah. I went there a couple of days ago with Ella and Kayla and Matt. Matt wasn't there. But I went there and then, like I didn't get anything, but they got like McFlurries. And she was like, oh, you're not eating today? And I was like, no.
Oh, you're not
like,
eating
aw.
Today? That is stupid.
And I was like, okay.
I give you extra fries in your bag. She gives me extra food all the time. She'd be like, by the way, I give you extra Diet Coke because I know you will run out and you will come back later. I was like, thank you.
That's great. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Someday, like once we can actually like leave the house and stuff, we'll film an eating show. I just like a vlog, an
Yes,
eating vlog, and
I
just see
agree.
like
Once we can
how it
leave our
turns out.
house, I love how that's something we have to say now. Dude, once we're allowed back outside and the government won't get upset, we should do these things. Oh, yeah, that would be crazy if we went outside and got food. Like, could you imagine how insane that would be? Like, oh, dang,
dude.
like, the world that we live in now sucks. Oh gosh, walking the
Walks.
dog.
Dog
Are you
walking.
kidding me? You're a savage. You're a savage.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy, dude. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just weird
I
not
know,
being
and
able to
like having
do
to
regular
ask, like,
things, you
can
know?
this person come over? And then it's like, well, you can only have this many people
Yeah.
over, and I don't know. They have to wash their hands when they get here. It's like, what? Ah! And it's like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know my lifestyle to be like, I'll leave the house and come back next year. And this is
Yeah.
this is not very fun for me. Because, like, I usually live at the school. Like, the week it got shut down, those were
Yeah.
the nights that I was at the elementary school till 4:30. Like,
Yeah, that's
I
crazy.
live there, and now it's just like, sorry, you have to live at your house. Like, what the frick? I don't want to live in my house.
Yeah.
Who does that? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, there's
Whitehall's
people
not even
there.
here. And the movie theaters got shut down.
Yeah.
We were gonna go.
No, I was so
No,
cheesed
Lighthall was
about that.
like,
I was
bro,
gonna
I'm
go
going to
see
be hitting
like
up
so
the
many
movie theater
movies.
every day, so just let me know. And I was like, all right, I'm free. They were like, by the way, the theaters are closed. I was like, what the heck? I was going to go watch movies with
Yeah.
Lighthall. Yeah, dude, it's
Yeah.
sad. It's sad. And I don't know when it's going to end. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a hard thing to be like, when does life
Yeah,
go back to normal?
yeah. Bro, it could honestly just go on until you're out of school, until you graduated, and you
Yeah.
could still be like just
And
chilling at your house.
I'm supposed to go on my mission. I was supposed to get my
And that's
call
crazy.
like 3 weeks ago by now. And
Yeah.
they don't know where to send me, so I still haven't gotten my call.
Yeah. Yeah. But also,
I did see
McDonald's is
that.
getting renovated, so if we when we are
I'm
allowed
very
to go
excited
back
for that
outside,
renovation
we
to
can
happen.
hit up
Because,
McDonald's.
like, every time I go through the drive, I went to the drive thru yesterday and they didn't even take my order, so I left. Very sad. But I had already had cheeseburgers that morning, so we were good. Sad stuff, James. Sad stuff. What a world we live in.
Yeah, can a man just go
Yeah, dude. Wait, I
outside
haven't
and
gotten
get his
mail in a
mail?
long time.
Nope.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Dude, I had
Well, you
closed
got
my
some
P.O.
fan
box. I had
mail.
my P.O.
You
box
got
for
your
six
P.O.
months.
box.
Guess how much I got? Nothing. Nothing, Jaden. Nothing in the entire six
Nothing.
months that I had a P.O. box did
Oh.
anybody send me anything. I was confused.
That's so sad.
People were asking me, they were like, do you have a P.O. box? I want to send you something. I have stuff to send you. I'm going to send you this. And then nothing ever showed up. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, there. What the heck? Subscribe
Are
to
you
my
not
premium.
fans?
Like, dang. But it's whatever. They're all 12 years old. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It's same.
I've been saying that so often now because so many people. So many people are just like, I can't go
it
outside,
is
or
what
like
it
I can't like
is.
go
Yeah,
eat
dude.
food, and I'm just
I
like,
freaking
it
love that
is what it
video.
is. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Is it still
Didn't,
snowing?
hang on, let me check outside real quick. There's still snow. But no, it's there,
dude,
there's
I
like
just
no
left my
well,
closet for
but
the first
there's still
time.
snow, but it's not snowing.
And we'll be checking outside the door or the window. Yeah, dude. Lots of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, I found out there's this Weird Al Yankovic
Yeah.
song called Trapping the Drive Through, and I feel like we need to remake it.
Drive through. And then I pull out the change or whatever. Yeah, dude, I freaking love that song.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we need
actually, to remake that. Sounded pretty good. And then it ends with like the fact that the drive through is actually closed because of the coronavirus, like nobody's inside.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Bro, we could hit up Light Hall and just say, like, Jazz Choir is meeting outside school
actually,
on Wednesdays now.
Wait, how many people are in Jazz Choir? I think it's more than 10. We'd have to kick out, like...
Yeah, it's like 12? I don't know.
Like, a select few, and I think we're thinking of the same people if we say a select few. So. And people don't... It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. I wonder what, like, all the teachers
are doing. I think that's all they're doing.
They're probably just, like, chilling. Yeah, dude. Bro, you know what else has been filling up my Instagram feed? The 24-hour challenge. Like,
dude, yeah, I have no clue what to do.
And I was just like, I don't know how to do this. Like, all the girls are doing it, and they're like, bro, they all are just like, I don't know. Like, they're all just like,
fake
robots.
They're fake.
They all do it perfectly.
Like, Brayden and I were making fun of it last night while we were playing Destiny. And then I got tagged this morning, and I was like, dang, like, I have to do it.
Yeah.
But, like, just compliment your friends not on Instagram, bro. I feel like the only reason the guys are doing it is because the girls are doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can just, like,
I don't know. Not down with it. Not down. Yeah. I asked Chief and he said
that's
no.
That's not the move.
Yeah, sorry. No, sorry, ladies. Yeah, sorry, ladies. You're going to have to find a new hobby.
Yeah.
What do we do? Ooh. Do I have to do anything else on this podcast? Like I'm not uninviting myself, but I'm also wondering like where can I listen to this afterwards and like what do I do?
Oh. Basically like I'll edit it and just like put it all together and then you can listen to it on iHeartRadio, iTunes,
no way, okay.
Apple Podcasts.
It's on
Spotify.
Everything.
Yeah, you can listen. Yeah, it's on everything.
Do it.
So, I mean, it's everywhere, dude. Yeah. Yeah, we're approaching like an hour now. So, we're getting good timing by talking about coronavirus.
I mean what happens when like it gets worse? Like what do we do then?
Yeah.
Do we just
I don't know.
Build our own houses? You can't be with your own family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. With your skill level, and then I'll meet this really pretty girl named Triss, and I'll change my number to 4. Yeah, you're right. Let's do it.
I sent out streaks yesterday, but then I like the background of my streaks was the Minecraft sunset, and I was just like, you want to hit up the Minecraft
That's
sunset
a good
with
one.
Me at 7? ? Mm-hmm.
I know. I can like sit outside.
Go watch the sunset.
In like my room, like I got a window, but it doesn't do anything because I got a patio there. So.
Yeah. Have you been making anything recently? Like building anything?
I've been trying to get my room to be livable, you know. So I've been like adding like stupid stuff. Yeah. Like I have a mini fridge now, and Just basically, like, making it so I never have to leave this room.
Yeah.
I built another propane gun. And that'll shoot the nails through wood and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, though. I feel like I need another project. Like, another big one that I can really get into.
Yeah.
It's what the people want, too.
Yeah.
And I can't let the people down.
Yeah, give the people what they want.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's just weird.
Yeah, I feel like it's not real, you know?
Yeah. Like, we're all in a dream together.
Yeah, like, we're all just going to wake up and then boom, or it'll be over.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Bradley, I miss you, Brad.
Dude. We're gonna hang out, eat cheeseburgers, and we'll all frolic. Yeah, dude. We'll all hold
outside.
Pool sticks so that we're 6 feet apart.
Yeah. Bro, you should make a
I have the mask. Have you seen my mask? Suit. Am I able to send you snaps while we're doing this? That way you can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you are, Jaden. That's the mask I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll have to add that to a suit.
Yeah.
And then go exploring.
Mm-hmm.
It's from China. It's got the real...
Mm-hmm.
Stuff on it, like fair, but like I got it before the outbreak, so we should be safe. I put it on a couple of times and I didn't die, so
yeah,
so we should be fine. But
mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude,
sail away to China.
Do you have any other questions, or should I?
Darn coronavirus.
Well, is that good?
We're about 50 minutes now, and I think that's a really good time.
You got content?
Yeah, that's real good. So, yeah, I do. So, everyone listening, thanks for joining the podcast today with my good friend Brad. You can find him. You can find him on pretty much any social media. I think it's
Brad the Dude 42, but then on like TikTok and stuff, 42, it's Bradley right? David 912. Bradley David 912 is also my Venmo, which is where people support me.
Yeah. Go give him some love.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's it, Brad.
I'm excited to listen to this
because
I feel like I have such a train wreck brain that I don't remember what we started out at. So then I'll watch it back and it'll be like another conversation. Hey, you too, Jaden.
Enjoy yourself, Bradley. Stay healthy.
Children's Advil, Tylenol. What do I do now?
You're right.